ma'am.
Really?
Oh, I'm wrong. Okay, you stick to the program.
Ah, well, I will play that in a minute. I'm loving this Cafe Lena lemonade. And I also like the poster over by the ladies and men's room, which I think we could use one on our wall. We don't have much space on our wall for a poster, but if... Have you seen it?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
It's a Cafe Lena poster. It's a cool black and white photo that I think it would be nice. Take one home.
Legends only appear in black and white.
Heard that.
Who's in it?
Really, a Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh.
Yeah, and that exterior of this joint.
Sounds amazing.
It's better than I'm describing it.
This is a song about an American legend. Well, not so much about one, but written by one. It's a Woody Guthrie song. And it was written in 1947. When everything was black and white. And we got to finish it in 2011, which was an incredible gift and honor for us. Woody was living on Mermaid Avenue in Brooklyn when he wrote it. He wrote some of his most famous songs there. And last year, the Woody Guthrie Archives released a 3-disc set of all his New York City songs. He lived in New York City for 27 years, even though he's known as an Oklahoma balladeer, and he's that too. But he moved to New York City when he was 27, and that's where he died. But before he died, he wrote over 2,000 songs. And only had time to record about 150. So they've been placing lyrics of unrecorded Woody Guthrie songs with people like us. And we got this sheet to work from. It was pretty striking to look at, apart from the content of the typewritten words. You see, Woody was a painter. His first professional job in Oklahoma as a kid was as a sign painter. If you read Bound for Glory, his book, you can learn all about it. And he did that most of his life. He painted. So this song that we got was written on top of a painting. And I think it was just the closest piece of paper to the typewriter. And he just rolled the painting on in there and he wrote the song on top of the painting. And it was very beautiful to look at before we even read one lyric. And he wrote the date and the address he was at on every one of his songs, so they were able to trace his story through the city when they put together this collection called My Name is New York, Rambling Around Woody's Town. And they let us finish this song called My New York City that he wrote while he rode the subway in and out of Manhattan, to Coney Island, the beach where he lived with his family. And at the very bottom of the page, he had a little message about riding the subway that he couldn't fit in the song. He said, if music and songs ever do get to be put over soft speakers in all of our subway trains, I'd like to sit back and ride along, listen to this one song. Someday our subway trains might have some kind of music in them. There's plenty on the eyes and the faces of the folks riding along to make up 1,000 good songs about. And just watch real close at the looks on the faces. If you look and listen a little bit closer, you might even hear an old and a new song. Somewhere away back in the grazing lands of your own old memory.